Welcome to Music from the Tower, highlighting the beauty of sacred and classical music. We come to you from the Tower of Hope on the magnificent campus of Christ Cathedral in Garden Grove, California. Now, here's your host, John Romeri.
And welcome to Music from the Tower. This is John Romeri, your host. And today we have Southern California's busiest organist, bar none. She is the busiest organist I've ever seen. Everywhere I go, she's the organist. We have Dr. Zhenga Li here today with us.
Thank you.
Welcome.
For inviting me.
Zhenga, you are everywhere.
Yeah, it sounds like my car mileage is going higher and higher.
I bet it is. Mm-hmm. I just a few weeks ago enjoyed an amazing performance of the Bernstein Mass with the Pacific Chorale, and the organ had a prominent role. You were fantastic.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that concert was not an easy one because the meter change happened almost every three bars.
Yes, and you're still hearing ya-da-da-dum-bum-ba-dum.
I'm still hearing it.
I bet you are.
While driving, I have to think, okay, am I thinking 5-8 or 7-8?
Well, it was a great concert.
Thank you.
At the Seekersen Center on the beautiful Bill Gillespie organ.
Yeah.
And I've heard you so many times. We just had Carl in the studio, and of course he has that big Bruckner Symphony and wonderful more concerts coming up that use the organ. I love how Carl loves to use the organ. So you are the organist for the Pacific Symphony. You are the artist in residence for Pacific Chorale, so you're constantly playing with them. You are the organist, the principal organist at St. Andrew's Presbyterian right here in Orange County, Newport Beach. So you're just every place. And if I would begin to list the places where you have played organ recitals, there wouldn't be any more time on the show. It would just be, it would take the whole
No, I'm older than you think. My career is built up for the last 20 years. And speaking about the Bernstein Mass story, I just want to make some comment. Since I have so many concerts, I made a mistake, bring wrong folder for the first rehearsal.
Uh-oh.
For Bernstein. I had this organ score, and as you know, so many musicians who carry black binders. I have about five or six black binders in my trunk.
Sounds like the cathedral choir here. We have so many services, we don't know which binder we're singing
out
of.
So when I arrived first rehearsal with Bernstein Mass, I set it to organ, opened the score, oops, this is for Vanguard. But I didn't have time to go back to Vanguard, but luckily I had the full score. But the full score organ part notes were so tiny that
it just
looked like black dots. It's too tiny that I kind of, between movements, some movements I use was just organ parts, some movements I use full score, but I did not have an organ part alone. So from the beginning to the end, I just used the full score. Somehow my brain remembered where my hand should go. I survived. And the following day, I thought about going to Vanguard. Then I thought, no, I nailed it.
Well, I think that's part of, if you look in any organist's trunk, they're full.
I know.
We have all of this music that we carry from place to place to place. I have an extra pair of organ shoes in my trunk.
Exactly.
Not my normal ones.
Mine is one pair is red, the other pair is black.
Okay. Mine are all black. You'll
That's
be happy
good.
To know, radio listeners. Well, this very prominent organist here, and she teaches at Biola and Vanguard Universities. So, of course, you've got students. You've got all sorts of things going on. But I think our radio listeners always enjoy starting from the beginning.
Oh,
you know, when
I see.
We have a great musician come into the studio, as we do today, everybody likes to know how they began. What brought you to music in the first place? Nobody's born saying, well, I think I'll be an organist when I grow up. Thanks be to God. Huh?
Yeah.
But anyway, there's something that's planted that seed. Now, you were born in Korea.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was born in Seoul, Korea, and my parents were not musicians, but my dad had very sensitive ears. So from when I was a baby, he always sang to me in different languages.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I still remember, like, when I was kindergarten, he sang O Sole Mio all the time. I did not even know what language that was.
No wonder you get along with this Italian
exactly.
so well.
Exactly. And okay. I love Italian now, food, too.
There you go.
And he also sang, when I was little, Clementine, which is American folk
yeah.
music. And while growing up, I'm like, why Americans don't really know their own folk music? Because that was my song when I was
in
kindergarten.
Know, somebody my age does because we sang it in school.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen anymore.
I know.
You know, they don't even know the American patriotic song.
Exactly.
Nobody knows any of that because our music in the school has
right.
been eliminated or cut. And,
uh-huh.
But, you know, you even hear that on TV, talk, read, sing. How many parents sing to their children? Very few. I certainly didn't sing to my children, even as a musician. You know, maybe I sang a few little songs with them, but they got it by osmosis. But
yeah.
So your father's singing?
Always,
that was
always,
first memory
yeah,
of music.
He sang a lot of songs. And one of the songs, again, back to Italian, when I was little, he sang Santa Lucia.
Wow.
All the time. He
and
loved those songs.
How did he come to know
those songs? He didn't have any musical background, but, you know, when he was young, he had, I think, tapes or radios. He told me that once he hears, he will memorize it.
Wow.
And then he will just keep
so
singing.
So it stayed in his head.
Yeah, yeah. And then he wanted to go to college as a music major. His parents couldn't afford it, but he just kept, you know, pursuing, he's buying like a lot of things so that he can just to keep singing.
See, he probably had that wonderful musical gene, but nobody was able to
exactly.
pull it out.
Even
him,
at
know?
This age, he's 80 years old, he will go to a music shop. You know, these days people don't buy CDs often. He doesn't know how to do MP3. He will buy CDs. So he will practice those himself.
He's still practicing up
yes,
for you. Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
And the other day, 2 months ago, he sang Amazing Grace in English. He said, I know my English is not perfect, but I still want to sing for you.
No, isn't that
in
great?
English, verse 1 and 5.
How about that?
And while listening, I almost cried.
Oh, does he still live in Korea?
Yes.
Yes.
He just celebrated his 80th birthday.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah,
that's
so I think when I was young, he totally made me become musician, all the singing, and then...
And what introduced you to the organ? When did you see the first organ?
Yeah, I started playing piano when I was 7, and my junior high school was music arts junior high school.
Oh, lucky.
And then I went to arts high school. Then I didn't get into college that I really wanted to go. You know, back then I was allowed to play only one.
Just to play, and was that a rule of your father, or
no? I just wanted to go to this top college as a piano major in Korea. I did not get in, so I thought, okay, then I'm out of music. So I moved to Canada by myself.
Oh,
I told my parents that I want to study something else abroad. So in Toronto, I went to this Korean church just to, you know, to worship. And this young pastor said, oh, we need a pianist who can play for some, you know, worship song. So I said, okay, I'll do it. And then this little elderly pastor, music pastor, passed by. And then he's like, well, I never saw you at this church. Are you new here? I said, yes, I'm new. And then he says, tell me about yourself, and said a little bit, but I don't want to do music. He's like, why you don't want to do music? I said, I failed going to college. He's like, we'll talk about that later.
Good for him.
Yeah, and then he said,
so we have him as to the responsible person that
yeah,
gets
yeah,
music.
Yeah. He Good. Said, hey, why don't you study me, you know, organ? I said, I don't know what organ is. I've seen pictures.
So you had never played a pipe organ before?
In Korea, no.
Never?
Never. But in Canada, the way it started with Pastor Chai Hoon Park is he said, we need an accompanist for Messiah, you know, concert. We need this good pianist who can play this, you know, orchestra reduction. I said, okay, I'll do it. And then he's like, we'll give you $300 per month. I said, oh, even better.
Oh, yes, now you're talking. You know, I think as soon as people realize that music pays money, you know.
I know. Seriously, at that time, I didn't know what I was getting into. After the Messiah concert, he's like, would you study music? I said, yes.
Oh, good for you.
I know. Those 3 months, Messiah rehearsal, he somehow poured me Chang'e, you're going to study music.
Okay.
You're going to go back to music.
Chang'e, that's an excellent story.
Yeah.
What a great story. You know, that just one little turn of meeting that pastor and getting involved in that church kept you in music and made you follow the path that has led you to be this great concert organist. Well, I think it's time we hear you play a little bit. This is, we haven't gotten that far in your history yet, but eventually you come to America and you study at Yale, and you also go on to study in Boston. And so this piece is a little piece of a recording from Ned Roram.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that recording.
Yeah, this recording was actually done at Methuen Music Hall in Massachusetts. I played organ for Harvard Memorial Church Choir, conducted by Dr. Murray Somerville. And since the acoustic is so, like, so much delay, it was hard. But I loved playing there. The title is The God.
God by Ned Roram. And we will be right back with a whole lot more from Chang'e Lee. Please stay tuned. This is Music from the Tower. Dr. Chang'e Lee, right here in the studio. This is Music from the Tower, and we have just been hearing how Chang'e Lee stayed in music after she moved to Toronto. She found a pastor who said, you should be in music. Well, we thank that pastor because...
Yes, I just heard that he turned 95 years old.
Wow.
Still alive.
Still alive.
He just finished composing opera, and then it'll be performed in Korea.
Was he the music director of that parish or the pastor?
Yes, he was the director of music, you know, at the church, the Light Presbyterian Church in Toronto.
Wow. Yeah. See, us music directors, we live for a long time. We're around a long time.
That's good. 95.
Exactly. No, I don't want to be around anymore.
You never know.
I know. I'll still be here in Christ Cathedral working my brains out. Anyway, so all of a sudden now, you are back to being a music major at the University of Toronto. So you finished your piano degree there, organ degree?
Organ, actually. Oh. Yeah, he, Pastor Park, highly suggested I see that you have an amazing talent in you. If you failed going to college in Korea as a piano major, why didn't you study organ? I said, well, I'll try a little bit.
Yeah.
and then eventually, you know, I went to Royal Conservatory of Music, and he even found a teacher for me. And
That's
then,
excellent.
Yeah.
Who was your organ teacher? Who was your first organ teacher?
Michael Blass.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if he's still in Toronto. And then I got accepted to University of Toronto. My teacher was John Tuttle.
Yes.
Yeah, and during my year in Toronto, he kept saying, you should go to Yale. And I thought he was joking. and when I turned to senior, okay, we have to prepare your grad school application. I said, I might go back to Korea, or I want to stay in Canada, or I want to go to Germany, because I already spent 1 year in Germany. For my junior year in undergrad, I already spent 1 year in Germany.
Okay, and what city?
Berlin.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you do some playing there?
Yes. I was an exchange student.
Okay.
So I was there entire 2 semesters.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So.
And did you study organ while you were in Germany? With whom?
Karl Hochreiter.
Okay.
Yeah, do you like my German pronunciation?
Yeah, pretty good. Well, now you're coming to the U.S. and you're going to study at Yale. So you got accepted as an organ major for your master's?
Yes, it was totally God's blessing that I got a full scholarship.
Wow.
And I even remember when I submitted the application, there was a finance form, and literally I had only $100. So the tuition fee was probably $20,000. So when I wrote just 100, I was thinking, God, you know I'm not lying.
Well, I bet that full scholarship kept your father singing happy songs. That's
oh, yes,
sure.
Yes.
I bet he was so
all
proud
different
of
languages,
you.
Like, yeah, Japanese, Chinese.
So did you study with Thomas Murray?
Yes, again? I did. And yes. Martin
and
Jin.
Martin.
One year, because Tom Murray had a sabbatical year when I was second year there.
So you finished your master's there. And did you do some playing in a church in...
My church job was actually Bridgeport. So for the first time in my life, I bought a car and drove about 20 miles.
Wow.
Regardless of the weather.
These are big steps here.
It was scary. Yeah, in Toronto, I had a subway, you know, every day. But at Yale, I'm like, okay, this is a big church job. I don't want to lose it. And
this is great.
Yeah.
Good. And so after that, did you take some time off or did you go right on to your doctorate?
I thought about going back to Korea, but...
Korea keeps losing out here. we're holding on to you.
Yeah, and what happened was I wasn't sure whether I should go for DMA or not. You know, I think many students do at that point. Do I go for school? Do I find a job? Or
yes, exactly.
Do I get married? You know, at that.
Or what's the advantage?
Exactly,
of having a job
exactly.
Arts?
Then I applied to some schools, and James Christie at BU said,
a friend of mine, a
yeah,
wonderful teacher.
That's good. He said,
he's the artist of the year this year. Did you know
oh
that?
My goodness.
For the New York City chapter of the American
I didn't
Artists.
Know that.
He is our artist of the year.
Yeah.
He got my vote, too.
So. Oh, yay. Yeah. So he called me saying, there's an opening at the Memorial Church, Harvard University. You should apply so that you can study at BU and work at Harvard. It sounds like, you know,
so you're
totally.
Going from Yale to Harvard.
I
to
know. And when he said, I'm like, this sounds too good. But he's like, you know, why didn't you call this person and then arrange and you should go there by train? And I'm, okay, I'll do it.
This is Jim Christie in the nutshell. He is
exactly.
so good at placing students in great places.
Mm-hmm.
And so you studied with him at BU?
Yes, I did.
What a great man. Just a few weeks ago, he sent me a little note, a little picture of he and a wonderful friend of mine, Christine Brewer, doing a Mahler over in Germany.
Awesome.
You know, he's just every place, you know.
He's
a great, great performer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that was an incredible mentor for you.
He was. Yeah, he was. I still, you know, have his markings on my notebook and then on my music.
It really is fun, too.
Yes.
Every now and then I'll pull out something and I'll see my teacher's handwriting,
mm-hmm.
you know, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and it, because we carry the legacy of
exactly.
our teachers, you know, and our grand teachers,
that's
you know,
right.
One of my teachers could trace his lineage all the way back to Bach with Clarence Dickinson. And so,
that's
you know,
amazing.
All of us have that lineage of, and now
yeah.
it's certainly, you're much younger, but my job at this point in my career is to pass it on.
Yes.
You know, I have certainly one of my prize students is David Ball, who's here at Christ Cathedral. But
yeah.
I have so many wonderful students in Christ mm-hmm. Church jobs all over the place.
Excellent.
Well, so now you finished your doctorate in Boston. You
yes.
played at the Memorial Church. That's when you made that Ned Roram
yes.
recording,
mm-hmm.
which is great. So what brought you to Southern California? How did we get you?
When I was a student in Toronto, with some of my friends, you know, we came to states a few times. We went to New York, and sometimes we went to some other states too. Back then, my uncle was a professor at UCI.
Oh, okay.
So I came to California
so
a few times.
So you did have family here.
Yeah. Well, you know, his family is still here. Now he became vice chancellor with this college in Seoul. Then to visit him, I came to California, and I really liked here.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it here.
Yeah.
And did they give you that same line that all of us got? You only work a couple of days, and you're at the beach a couple of days?
Now,
John Alexander said that's how they wooed him out here, that all you do is work a few days, and you go to the beach.
I
Is
don't
that
think
true?
I don't think I would have believed because my uncle was so busy. Like he's traveling everywhere, and then he was really busy at UCI. And my nurse, my aunt, who is nurse, had two full-time jobs.
Wow.
So basically, she did not sleep at all.
So you come by this hard work ethic.
Maybe it's a Korean gene.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It seems to be an Italian gene as well. My little toe has not gone in the ocean yet either. So when did you come here to Southern California?
I moved here in 2003. So that's...
And for a position?
I had the position. I applied this position in Granada Hills. And little by little, I had jobs at college. So in 2004, I worked for UCI as a conductor.
Okay.
Yeah, so from 2004
to... conductor in the music school? Did you conduct
yes.
a choir? Or
mm-hmm. Women's chorus and university choir.
Plus had a church job?
Yes. And private students. Now I have quite a few private students.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, lucky Southern California. From 2004 on. So you've been here all that time? You've stayed here?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's great. And how did you come to find other positions? Now you're the organist, the principal organist at St. Andrews?
Oh, yes. The first church job, Granada Hills, was really far from my house. I live in Irvine. There's a commute.
Yeah,
80 miles. Twice yes. a week, three times a week was too much because I was busy with the UCI. So I told the director of music that I think I want to find more job in near Irvine. So I was just focused on UCI position. But in the meantime, I needed to practice the organ somewhere. I didn't have organ. So I,
and you didn't teach organ?
No. But I happened to see this AGO magazine, and there was a St. Andrews picture. And when I found out that Newport Beach is only 20 miles away from my house, I just went there one Sunday. Back then, Dr. Larry Ball was the director of music. I asked him, can I practice here a couple hours a week? And I gave him my name card. He's like, sure.
Oh, is that great?
Yeah. So I practiced there, for 10 months, every Monday, something like that. And then out of the blue, Dr. James Melton, who is now current director of music, called me asking, we need an organist for Christmas Eve service. Can you sit at the organ for 10 hours? And I said, yes.
That's about what it is. Around here,
yeah.
It's 10 hours a day at Christ Cathedral.
I know. Oh. So I said, yes. And then there was some trial period, and then I got hired.
That is fabulous. Yeah, we're going to hear a lot more about your career here in Southern California, including being the artist in residence with the Pacific Chorale. So now we're going to hear you play a little piece from the Brahms Requiem that John Alexander conducted. Tell
yes.
us about that.
Yeah, it was for a festival of choirs. So we did in August 2016. This festival of choirs is basically with many community choirs and church choirs, plus Pacific Chorale, all combined. We meet Friday, from 5 to 8, something like 3 hours.
And they just did it again this year with Carmen
Burana. Yeah, and then Saturday rehearsal for 6 hours, and then Sunday... 1 hour and the boom,
and
perform.
Boom, the concert. And you were the organist for this Brahms Requiem.
Yes, and
wonderful.
People thought we will have orchestra. No, I was the orchestra.
We had
Jung Lee instead.
Exactly. Well, here it is, and we will be right back with Music from the Tower. Welcome back to Music from the Tower. You have been listening to Sinfonia from Cantata No. 29 by Johann Sebastian Bach. And of course, the organist is today's guest, Dr. Junga Lee. Junga, beautiful performance of this
Thank
wonderful
you.
Piece. Isn't it a great piece?
Thank
it's just
you.
Fun to play.
And hard, too.
And hard. But it's just so much fun that people kind of forget, wow, this is a difficult piece.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us where you made this. And this is on your DVD.
Yes. Yeah.
What's the title of this DVD?
This DVD's title is Beauty in the Wind.
Right, and of course, we'll have all of these links on our website, ChristCathedralMusic.org, so you'll be able to find out where you can get all of this music that Junga is performing and that you're enjoying on today's show. So where did you record this? Which organ is it?
This Bach piece was recorded at First Baptist Church on Schlicker organ. It's 82 rings. This recording actually was done in 2010. After I founded the Music Mission International, which is nonprofit
organization. Talk a little bit about that too. You know, will you tell us what that is? Music Mission International?
Yes, this nonprofit organization was founded in order to promote organ music.
And you founded it?
Yes, with about five advisors, and they really encouraged that. So I think you should do it because organ music is not as popular as before, and if nobody does it, like people don't even realize there is an organ at the church. Yeah,
and some churches have no organs. We've certainly talked about that with some people. Or they have organs that are not real pipe organs, you know.
Exactly.
And so that's a difference. And and often, you know, in my experience, you know, people don't like the organ because they don't have organists playing their organs. Even if they have a decent electronic organ or a simple pipe organ, it doesn't sound great because the people playing it are not real organists. They're somebody who's been drafted to, who was a pianist perhaps, and so they don't know how to use the stops,
play
the pedals or whatever it is. So the organ is, of course, in great places like Christ Cathedral or St. Andrews or many of the great churches we have here in Southern California, of course we have great organists. But in simple parishes where the organ is maybe not so great, often, you know, it doesn't attract an organist of any quality. So so tell us how we can find out information about it.
Yes, this DVD is actually very peculiar because it was recorded at five different churches, not only one. So St. John's Lutheran Church in Orange, Geneva Press Church in Laguna Woods, First Baptist Church in Santa Ana, First EV Free Church in Fullerton. I think they just started using it more, which is good.
Good.
And St. Andrews, where Newport Beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this DVD is part of the mission of your organization?
Yes. Yeah. The reason we made DVDs is so that people can see visually and hear, and I explain a little bit about each organ. And
that's great.
Yeah.
Almost like a little Diane Bish joy of music. You know, she's done a great deal for the organ and helping people see these incredible instruments all over. And of course, E. Power Big started that whole, from Harvard.
Exactly.
And, you know, he really started that whole, between E. Power Biggs and Virgil Fox, they did a tremendous amount for the organ. You know, bringing the organ to all sorts of people, bringing us to historic organs.
Exactly.
And now Diane Bish has continued on. So how does your group accomplish its mission? Tell us the name of it again.
Yeah, Music Mission International. So after this DVD, you know, we thought we also want to focus on more hymn arrangement CD. So the second CD was made in 2015. And that title is Precious Lord. So from the beginning to the end, for all 13 tracks, they are all hymn arrangements.
Okay, and we'll make sure we have all of that information. Can you join this organization, or is there a website for this organization?
Yes, the website is www.musicmissioninternational.org.
Okay.
So you can help us financially, and actually, there are a lot of concerts I'm doing, all posted, so you can come.
So is it a place where you could go to find out about organ recitals all over the place?
It's where I perform, but I also try to support my students or some other young students who are trying to perform. So a few years ago, I invited this girl from Bay Area. So, you know, she did a concert here, and next year, one of my students is trying to perform Reinberg's organ concerto. So our organization is trying to find a good venue, and it looks like we can do maybe a couple in February.
Well, sounds like a wonderful worthwhile cause.
And my big goal is I really want to make a big scholarship funds.
For organ students.
Yeah, believe it or not, I have 12 organ students.
That's amazing. You know, as many of our organ departments are closing or getting smaller, just a few days ago they announced that all of the faculty of Westminster Choir College is now being let go. And
are you serious? I heard something about like a school merging with another school.
Well, yes, there's sad things going on in the organ world in that sense. So this is a very hopeful sign.
Yeah, you know, including ages 11 through 75, I have 12 students. And my friends are like, did you say 12? Yes.
Studying the organ. Well, and I'm happy to say that our own Orange County American Guild of Organists chapter also has a very aggressive program, really, for supporting young children where they can, if they're pianists, they can take some organ lessons for no charge.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just to explore the organ. So we'll put the link for that on the website as well, so that people can find out that the organ is alive and well,
exactly.
Especially here in Orange County.
Exactly.
Well, it's certainly alive and well in your career because you're playing all over the place. You have played, well, in Disney Hall, in Secretstrom Hall, here at Christ Cathedral when it was Crystal Cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
You've played recitals really all over the world. In Korea, not yet, right?
South Korea, yes. North Korea, no.
No, and so you want to play in North Korea.
Are there
Are there pipe organs in North Korea?
Not that I know of, because now under communism in the society,
yes.
Christianity is still not allowed.
Yes.
I think they do kind of like in those small houses or under the basement or something like that. But I really pray that I can be the first organist.
Okay.
To give a concert in North Korea.
Those are some lofty goals.
Yeah, and whether Kim Jong-un is alive or not.
Yes, exactly. Well,
as of now, I'm not allowed to go because I'm still a South Korean citizen.
Citizen.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here in the United States and in Southern California. And some of the places you've been playing, of course, is with our symphony. What a thrill to play under Carl St. Clair.
Yeah.
What a great man. Now, if you've been in the Secretstrom Center even for 5 minutes, you notice where the organ is and where the organist is. You're way up in this little loft and not anywhere. Your back is to the conductor. So
exactly.
How do you make that work? I'm sure our folks in Radio Land want to know how on earth that works with the organ so far away.
I try to use a lot of my imagination.
Oh, dear.
Because the camera I'm looking at, I can see conductor's hand gesture, but I cannot tell whether the conductor is smiling at me or angry at me.
Oh, dear.
The eyes and facial expression is not clear.
My guess is that he's very pleased. Every time I've been, the organ has sounded like a million bucks.
Thank you.
The Bernstein Mass, the organ was so present, and it was so integral to that performance. But every time I've heard it, we just mentioned Mary Wilson in the break here in between, and she was the solo was for the resurrection of Mahler. Mm. What a great role the organ plays in that.
Yeah, at the end.
It was thrilling when the organ came in.
I know. I even got goosebumps when I played the first
chord. I did too. It was thrilling sitting in that hall listening, and the organ takes that role. And it doesn't work with just this little electric organ.
No.
I have played that piece several times
as
the organist for St. Louis Symphony.
I see.
But we never had a pipe organ.
Oh!
You know, we just had a little electronic thing that they'd bring these little speakers and hang them up. It was so sad that hall did not have it. And so when I moved to Philadelphia, I was not the symphony organist. They had great one, Michael Stairs. But when I would hear the same pieces that I knew very well, having been a symphony organist for a long time, but hearing them on a pipe organ and how different that is,
yes.
You can feel the bass.
Yeah, you're a chair.
Yes, exactly. The organ has a real role in these uh-huh. and when it's a great pipe organ like our Bill Gillespie organ in Seagram Hall, it really makes a big, big difference.
Of course.
Now, you've done other collaborations. You've done other great things. So let's hear a little bit of Amazing Grace and how great there are two great hymns of the Christian faith. Mm-hmm. And this is with the trumpeter. Tell us who he is.
Yeah, David Washburn, he's first a trumpet player with the L.A. Chamber Orchestra, and he often plays with L.A. Opera, L.A. Phil, and then everywhere. I think he just had a concert in Taiwan.
Wow.
And,
and so you combined with him and did some organ trumpet things?
Yes, yeah, so there are several YouTube videos, and also we recorded for this Precious Lord CD. And he actually, when he was not that busy like now, he used to come to St. Andrews almost every other week.
Wow.
So Sunday mornings, he and I did a duet.
And is this recorded at St. Andrews?
Yes, this whole CD was recorded at St. Andrews. Right. Precious Lord, there are 13 tracks. Two tracks I did with him.
And we're going to hear two of those right now, and we will be right back with Dr. Zhang Ali. There's more to come. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Music from the Tower. This is John Romero, your host, and I am having the best time with Dr. Zhang Ali here. She is in the studio with us live, and we have been enjoying some great music all through today's program. And you're the organist on every single one of these CDs. We've heard the Pacific Chorale Workshop. We have heard you playing with in the Harvard Chapel. We've heard with trumpet from the L.A. Phil and the L.A. Chamber Orchestra. We've heard all sorts of things. And at the end of this segment, we're going to hear you playing a big Viren piece. But before we get ahead of ourselves, you have played recitals all over. Where are some of the favorite places that you've played a recital? Where are your favorite organs?
My favorite organs? It's really hard to say because I don't particularly go for the size of the organ. Personally, I really like Skinner organs.
So, Skinner and Aeolian Skinner, or just Skinner?
Aeolian Skinner.
Ah, so me I, too. Our beautiful Aeolian Skinner organ right here on the campus.
Yes, Swan organ. I just heard, a few days ago.
One of my favorite instruments on the planet. I am enjoying so much to play this organ.
Good. So when I did my master's degree at Yale in Newberry Hall, we had the E.M. Skinner organ.
And beautiful.
I still have the recording that my friend's father made, and I really like that organ.
It's such a, those kind of instruments, for those of you out there listening, are very orchestral with gorgeous solo sounds, aren't they? Like our beautiful oboe and our trumpet, our English horn, our clarinet. There's so many beautiful sounds, gorgeous string sounds. So it really lends itself to a certain kind of playing, doesn't it? I love playing romantic pieces on that instrument because they play so well.
Yeah.
One of the first things I got to do here when I came was the Wheaton Symphony came from Wheaton, Illinois, and we did the Saint-Saëns.
I heard that concert was fabulous.
It was fabulous, and it wasn't because I was the organist, but it was fabulous.
Yes, because you were the organist.
Well, maybe. Anyway, but I don't think so. But even the symphony conductor said, I've conducted this piece many times, and I myself have played it dozens of times throughout my very blessed career. But I'm telling you, on that organ, it was so gorgeous, with the 32s and with the strings coming in that second movement. It was the instrument, and the conductor felt the same thing. He goes, it was the most beautiful rendition of this that we've ever played because the organ was so beautiful. I went into L.A. and heard them play it in a Church in Pasadena, and it was very beautiful. It was a Casavan organist.
Yes.
Organ, a wonderful organist, but it didn't sound as beautiful as it did here in the Arboretum.
So you are right.
You are
totally right.
Right. Yeah, Aeolian Skinner organs.
I don't
Skinner organs
particularly go for, like, you know, number of ranks, number of pipes, and da 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 da, because it doesn't mean much to me.
Well, I mean, it does give more more variety. I mean, I cannot wait for Hazel to be back. The fifth largest organ in the world. Uh-huh. But it's not about the size.
Yes.
It's about the beauty.
Exactly.
It? Yeah. So where are some other favorite organs? Do you love the Disney Hall organ?
Yes, I do. I do love Disney Hall organs.
Yeah,
and,
so
and that's why I decided to make this CD. And surprisingly, the keys were not as heavy as I thought it would be, because my body is not really big. I'm not a tall, big guy. So when the keys are coupled, I have a trouble, like, pressing down.
Well, you know, I played at the Cathedral in Pittsburgh for a long time, and we have big von Beckeroth organ there, but no coupler assist. So when you put the manuals together, you're not only pushing the keys of your keyboard, but you're pushing the keys of the other keyboards, because they're going up and down, almost like a player piano.
Exactly.
Those of you who have not seen tracker organs with all the keys going up and down. But I'm telling you, after a big service, my arms would ache.
Of course.
Because it's so hard to push.
Yeah.
The more stops you add, the harder the keys are to go down.
Yeah.
You know, how about the Segerstrom organ? Tell
that
us about
organ,
playing that.
First time when I played about 8 years ago, I had to go to a chiropractor.
Wow.
Because maybe it was me. I'm not, you know, who is not used to pressing keys. Great manual as bottom manual.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, normally great is from the second one from the bottom. But that.
It does put your arms in a different.
Exactly. Plus, my legs are not that long. Those who are listening, my height is 5'4". And the pedal board is flat. So in order to play pedal board with my height
and flat, usually pedal boards have a little concave, you know, and so it's a little easier to reach the far outside pedals. But when they're flat, like in a European pedal board, it's much more difficult, isn't it?
Yes. So I kept playing wrong notes for highest note and lowest note. First time, I think it was not with the Pacific Symphony. It was with Vanguard University Fantasia.
Okay.
I practiced, I think, 3 hours nonstop. And when I went to bed, I couldn't move my shoulders.
Wow.
I think the way I played was probably too much tension, or, you know, my posture is not used to that type of organ, that it was hard. But now I'm used to the sound.
You must be very used to it now.
Now I'm used to
it. You are the symphony organist. And how long have you been with the Pacific Symphony?
Probably, what year are we now? 2017,
yes.
Right? about 8-9 years.
Okay.
Yeah, first time it was with a Messiah concert. Yeah, Lori Loftus. Yeah, Lori Loftus had to go out of town, so I just played the portative organ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that before they were even in the Segerstrom Center?
It was at the René Hanley Segerstrom Hall, but
when that organ was it present when the hall was inaugurated?
Mm-hmm.
Was the organ part of it from the very beginning?
I believe so. I hope I'm right, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the out-of-town boy, so I don't know. But it certainly
A little bit later, maybe, but I was at the inauguration concert. Fred Swan played beautifully.
Oh, how lucky to have Fred here. And we're hoping that Fred will do some playing when Hazel returns as well.
Yay.
Well, the organ in the Segerstrom Hall is just fantastic, and we love hearing it with the orchestra and also with Pacific Chorale. You also play for Pacific Chorale.
Yes, I did a festival of choirs every year in month of August, almost 5-6 years in a row.
Now, this year, the festival of choirs included the Carmina Burana, but you were on the piano.
Yeah, because we
did... Wow, was your part hard. I was sweating bullets for you just in the... it just sounded so difficult.
It's difficult.
Oh, and the rhythms.
Because basically, I'm the orchestra.
Right.
Yeah, there's two pianists,
and
David Clemens.
And you were sort of facing each other.
Exactly.
And I could tell you were trying to stay together with each other, but yet letting Rob Eystadt also be the conductor, you know, so you had to keep looking over at him. He had to be in your peripheral vision because there were too many notes to
of
take
course.
Your eyes off that score, right? Oh, my gosh. But it was a great performance. It was
Thank
wonderful.
You so much for
oh,
coming.
Oh, my gosh. It was thrilling. thrilling. And also thrilling for me was Christina Navarro was the soprano.
Yeah, she's
who's
so
our
beautifully
soprano right here at the Christ Cathedral.
Yeah, so. And the red dress.
Yes, she had a
of
gorgeous
course.
Red. She was beautiful. And
I wanted a red dress too, but I thought okay.
They wouldn't let you have a red dress.
No, I didn't ask. I wanted to be a little modest on that day. Next
well,
time.
You didn't have to be modest for your playing, let me tell you. It was astonishing. So
thank
what's
you.
Next for Dr. Junga Lee? You have a resume that just won't quit. You've played you've performed in Canada, France, Germany, Italy, England, Wales, Hungary, Nigeria, South Korea. My Lord, what's left? What part of this planet is left for you?
I don't
Where
know.
Is an organ? Now, just recently you played at St. Thomas in New York. That's
yeah.
a fabulous instrument.
Yes.
I think the same weekend I was in New York. I
oh,
was
really?
And so where? What organ are you looking forward to performing on next?
I don't think about, like, I really want to play this organ. I just want to go wherever God sends me go.
Well,
know?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because, you know, if he says, okay, I almost went back to Kenya, you know, on the same trip as Nigeria. But in Kenya, what happened was the organ delivery got delayed. So there was not that particular Rogers organ, which I was supposed to play.
Oh, okay.
So I was
Have
very close.
Have you inaugurated an organ? Have you dedicated an instrument?
In Italy.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a Rogers and Consoli, the pipe and you know, hybrid organ.
A hybrid organ.
Yes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Well, we're certainly going to look forward to a lot more coming from Dr. Junga Lee over these next few years. We certainly will look forward to hearing you at Symphony Hall right here in Orange
Thank
County
you.
And certainly at St. Andrews, but many other places. I know you will be playing coming up busily at the Christmas season.
Yes.
True.
Yes.
So many concerts and so many programs. Will you be playing again at Our Lady Queen of Angels?
Yes, I will be.
Yes.
I should get the music soon.
Yes, with the Pacific Chorale.
Yes. I think what the ensemble is actually John Alexander Singers.
Okay, so it's still the small group.
Yes.
Yes.
In that,
but now conducted by Dr. Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, we're going to hear one more piece from Dr. Lee, and it's Vierne Fanal. Everybody loves Vierne, our wonderful organist who is at Notre Dame, blind, died at the organ
I
in
know.
Notre Dame in Paris. And you played this piece on your album From the Disney Hall. Tell us about that.
Yes, this CD was recorded a couple of years ago. It's called Amazing Grace, and in that facility, I wanted to show a different style. So some are sacred, some are not. Some is like based on Japanese folk tune, Sakura. And last track is Vierne Symphony.
Well,
and I wanted to show off the Rosales Glattogrutz organ. So
yes,
you will love the sound.
Fantastic organ. Oh, how beautiful it is to go in there. Even though the pipes look like they've already been through an earthquake.
You know the nickname?
No.
You don't know the nickname?
I don't.
French fries.
Oh, the French fries organ. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. I have heard that. Anyway, here she is playing the Vierne Fanal. This is Music from the Tower. What a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being with us. And until next time, get out and hear a lot live performance of some great music. Maybe Dr. Junga Lee playing the organ. This is Music from the Tower. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.